Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Peter Bradley from the Island Institute is in this morning. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
And you have kind of a busy weekend, kind of a busy signature weekend for the Island Institute.
It's a big weekend for us.
We'll take it night by night here. Starting tonight, we've heard it on the air, the promo, the Island Institute annual auction is tonight.
Exactly, 7 p.m. Down in Centennial Hall. Local individuals and businesses have been amazingly generous, and we've got loads of great items to bid on. Local teachers and drama nerds Cassidy Patnaud and Stephanie Ask will be hosting the event and calling the auction.
All right, whipping the crowd into a frenzy.
A froth.
What are some of the things that folks can bid on tonight? This is always sort of a classic auction, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. All of the items are up at iialaska.org slash auction, and there's some pretty fantastic adventures. The kayak shed is offering a pair of tandem kayaks for a weekend. Burgess is offering a water taxi service. Harris Air is doing a sightseeing tour, or a flight seeing tour. And then there's lots of food options. Cheryl Call is doing Faux for Four. Mm-hmm. Carolyn Servid, once again, is doing an Indian dinner for four.
Right.
So lots of food that you can't get so readily here. F.V. Igata, F.V. Sunta, they've donated, and F.V. Woodstock have all donated fish. We've got some beautiful artwork by Rebecca Paulson and by Eric Bieler, Stonework Swans by Leo Vate from Homer. Well, that's a stuff, a bicycle.
Yeah, and entertainment by the Fulton Boys.
Entertainment by Owen and Connor Fulton, playing virtuosically on a variety of instruments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's kind of a classic night, and I recall some things are just an unbelievable steal. And then some things just sort of incite bidding wars.
Yeah.
And there's generally a very good mood because the Island Institute is just, it's an authentic homegrown institution. And people really seem to rally around this event.
There's nothing like it anywhere.
Yeah.
The item that I'm most excited to see the bidding war on is the free-range turkey, the free-range Sitka turkey. That is, it's currently just a cute little chick, but one day in November, it will be a 35-pound behemoth, homegrown in Sitka.
Wow.
And Bridget Kaufman and Ted Laufenberg will take care of the dirty details of it, and you'll get something ready for Thanksgiving.
The natural, organic details.
Yeah.
Or get it before the brown bears do.
Yeah.
So that's tonight at 7 p.m. Harrigan Centennial Hall. The Fly Fish Inn is doing your gourmet pizza.
Yeah.
Right? Awesome. And do you have to buy a ticket to get in? How does that work?
Yes, you can buy a ticket at the door, or you can grab one at Old Harbor Books or on our website at iialaska.org.
Okay. And obviously, it's a fundraiser for the Island Institute. And this is sort of our segue into tomorrow night's event.
Yeah.
The Island Institute is synonymous for so many people with Carolyn Servid and Doric Machau. And you're sitting here today because Carolyn and Doric paved the way for this thing and gave it sustainability and momentum. And they are stepping out of the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow night is the occasion to acknowledge that, right?
Exactly. They're an amazing pair, and what they accomplished in 30 years in carving out this this strange and wonderful niche here in Sitka is quite remarkable. So we're looking forward to sort of honoring their accomplishments.
Okay. So what's gonna be happening tomorrow evening?
Tomorrow, we've got a beautiful dinner coming from the Larks, or from Ludwig's Bistro, rather. We have four key figures from the Island Institute's past and present. Gary Holthouse will be here from Anchorage, Don Snow from Walla Walla, Vernita Herdman from the San Juans, and David Krislip from down in Colorado, and each of them have sort of played a long-term role in the Institute in one way or another. Some of them have been symposium faculty. Gary Holthaus, I learned recently, was the driving force behind inspiring our residency program that has brought close to 100 writers to town to spend a month here over the last 25 years.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about driving force, you know, we're so close to things in Sitka. We all sort of live here on top of one another on our little island. And I guess, you know, Dork and Carolyn have brought in so many fascinating people and so many fascinating conversations into Sitka. It's almost easy to overlook the fact that they themselves are sort of forces in humanities in Alaska. I have a guest who's staying at my house who was reading one of the books that one of the anthologies that Carolyn put together about encounters with wild animals. And we tend to overlook that. I think we sort of come to, you know, Carolyn has sat where you're sitting so often and has taken a sort of an administrative, you know, logistical role, but Carolyn and Doric are the real deal themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. No, it's I'm very excited for Carolyn to have more time to work on her own writing these days, and I'm humbled to be in their role. It's I can't pretend to fill those shoes, but I don't know if people out there are aware of what Doric was working on in the 50s and 60s, but the path that he charted to get to Sitka is an incredible story in its own right.
The Alaska Humanities Council and his university work. And Carolyn, I know Carolyn's just thrilled that it was you scampering up these stairs this morning for the interview instead of her. But what an amazing pair. And you said they carved out this incredible niche. You know, we think of Sitka as kind of a Renaissance town. There's sort of two Sitkas for people who've lived here a long time, as I have. There's kind of the pulp mill era Sitka, and then there's this kind of post-pulp mill kind of Renaissance Sitka, where we've had to kind of forge a new kind of economy and a new sort of diversity. And the Island Institute has been there all along. This is not something that, you know, somebody got a grant and threw something together spontaneously. The Island Institute has run right through the Sitka, you know, for 30 years now, right? Mm-hmm.
And it's gone through a lot of evolution with the town in the course of all of that. And I'm still... I'm relatively new to the community, and I'm still, there's a lot to learn about the Institute's work and about the town and about what it was like here in, you know, 93 when the pulp mill shut down. But I know that that marked a major transition in the Island Institute's own work, and those last years of the 90s were occupied with in Island Institute land with efforts to help the town come to terms with this new beginning.
Right, and the whole idea of resiliency has been forwarded by the Island Institute. Peter, why do you think it works? Why do you think it worked 30 years ago, and why do you think it works now? This idea of bringing people, authors and writers, to just come to a community and sit down and spend a week just talking about stuff. I mean, as an economic model, it doesn't seem like it's going to get a lot of traction, but this it has persevered, and it's probably grown, and it's probably spun off other similar sorts of projects. Yeah. Why did it work then, and why does it work now?
Well, sure, like other art forms, what we get from these visiting people, and what we come from the art we create ourselves is sort of a kind of catalyst for our imaginations and for our empathy and understanding of one another. And so I think it's sort of about creating an opportunity to share and exchange stories and ideas and perspectives towards finding common ground.
All right. We're just about out of time, but I think a lot of people, are there still seats available for tomorrow night's
event? There's a couple seats available. Okay. If people are interested in joining us for the retrospective event celebrating Carolyn and Doric, they should pick up a ticket as soon as possible at either Old Harbor Books or on our website.
Okay. Doric and Carolyn are going to remain as senior fellows of the Institute,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it's not like we're necessarily closing a chapter on the Island Institute, but there is probably a turning forward now to an Island Institute that is managed by new folks. What's mm-hmm. What do you think? What do you look at when you what are you seeing when you look to the future for the Island Institute?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Carolyn and Doric's Island Institute was something that was built around their very honed sets of skills, and I'm interested in. Well, we already started up the Sitka Story Lab, a program for youth to foster creative writing and storytelling skills, and that's been a great success. And moving forwards, I'm interested in doing more work that captures stories of the experience that we have in this place that sort of define. The unique experience that Southeast Alaskans have, because I think that's something that people around the country could learn from.
All right. Stories of place. Yeah. It sounds pretty encouraging. I'm glad to hear, and Story Lab is an exciting idea, especially sort of harnessing the energy of the fine arts camp and
yeah.
young people. It's pretty exciting. So anyway, that'll be tomorrow night, a retrospective event, dinner and event celebrating the 30 years of Carolyn Servet and Doric Michaud at the Island Institute, 6 p.m. in the Del Shirley Room. A couple of tickets remain for
yeah.
that.
More, a couple more than a couple.
Okay.
But.
All right. But get in touch with you to get on board that. And then tonight, a bit more of the sort of the wide open, hard to predict, always fascinating and entertaining Island Institute annual auction, 7 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall, Gourmet Pizza by the Fly in Fishin. The Fulton Boys performing. Stephanie Ask and Cassidy Patno will be the auctioneers. And it sounds like it's just going to be a lot of fun. Old Harbor Books for the tickets for that,
yep.
Peter, or iialaska.org. You can buy tickets online.
Yep.
And or at the door for $15.
Yes, and people can also call us at 747-3794.
Peter Bradley is the director of the Island Institute. Thanks very much for coming in, Peter.
Thank you so much, Robert.